Welcome back, 449, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by the one and only Deborah Simmons, who writes Washington Times' Can We Talk column. And today she's got a story called Parents Must Provide Crucial School Tools. Hello, how are you, Deborah?
Hello, Andy. How are things going today?
Oh, everything's fine. Everything's fine. I got to admit, though, when I saw your headline, I thought about school supplies from, like, the olden days, you know, back in the early 1900s when I was in school. You know, you couldn't have any pens, but you could have pencils, and you needed a protractor, and you needed a pocket protector. I guess that's not exactly what you meant today, huh?
No, it's not. And we appreciate the fact that because of all of our activity online right now, school systems can download that list online. Parents can pick it up and run to Walmart or Target or wherever it is that they get their kids' school supplies and be done with it for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big help. But I'm talking about those kinds of things that kids need to carry with them to school every day, whether they're 3 or 4 year olds in preschool or they're 16, 17 years old and about to graduate from high school. And those are those life lessons that parents clearly used to teach long before Jimmy Dean and Natalie Wood became rebels without a cause.
Yeah, no kidding.
And they were the kinds of things that people are going to call you out of your name. But you don't have to come out of yourself to react to that.
Yeah.
And what they're doing is respecting more. The name caller is actually reflecting on himself, not on you.
Yeah.
But a lot of that has become the jargon that's used for bully legislation and proposals and policies that our governments and school systems are developing right now. And we need to get away from that and understand that if your mother named you Deborah Arlene Simmons, then that's what you're expected to be called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's very interesting, though, and you're right to do what you did in the story today, because in my mind, this is getting your kids ready for some new challenges.
Absolutely.
That they're going to face. And as you say, it's a good lesson to take forward and in some cases for the rest of their lives. How to handle bullying, derogatory name calling, you mentioned, you know, peer pressure. There are all kinds of things that these kids are going to face as a challenge as they go through life.
Yeah, and in many aspects, they're not only meeting strangers in the sense of their school, their teachers, their classmates, and these are strange and new circumstances for kids, no matter whether they're going to an urban school district, a rural school district, or they're going to a private school. Usually, you don't even know these people you're interacting with for 5, 6, 7 hours a day, you know, and
yeah.
And you're away from home, so mommy and daddy ain't there, Aunt Sally ain't there,
mm-hmm.
and funny Uncle Joe isn't there either to be able to tell you, you know, what to do. So it's important, I think, and now it's probably, in my mind at least, the best time, because my parents would tell us what they expected of us before we left home.
Yep. Yep,
yeah.
and a lot of kids don't get that today. You're exactly right.
No, they don't.
And you know, they're not aware of the punishment if they don't do the right thing, and that's
right.
Something that you know is very important to get across. And you know, one of the things you mentioned in your piece today is parenting is also a two-way street, and it's not just mom doing all the work.
Right, exactly. And I hope the guys didn't think I was beating up them. I was trying to give them
equal ties. No, that's okay.
Ties.
Guys need to be.
To give you guys equal ties,
hey,
as a matter of fact.
Hey, Deborah, guys need to be beaten up. You know?
Okay. I can go there. I'm only 5 feet tall, but I'll go there if I have to. Because there are so many instances, and we know this, that statistics show us how many children, unfortunately, are growing up in a home without not only a father, but even a father figure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to let the guys know that whatever separated them between, you know, him and the mom,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean that the father should be ostracized, and that he should remember how those kids were born, and that, you know, that a lot of times women will give a guy the impression, or he will assume the perception as reality, that we're some kind of Wonder Woman and we can do it all. We can't do it all. We couldn't even make the doggone baby on our own. So we have to remember that it takes two to help develop this child.
Yeah.
And we have to share in that responsibility, whether they are physically in the home or not.
Yep, absolutely true. And the school supplies you're handing out today, like I said, will last a lifetime. I wanted to stay on the school message here for a minute, if I could, because I know earlier in the week you had a piece on Paul Ryan,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to get your thoughts on him as an education person, good or bad?
Good. As a matter of fact, I said he deserves an A+, and I'll tell you why. He did not use this word, Congressman Ryan, and the vice presidential candidate who is running along with Mitt Romney. He did not use this word. But from what I've read, what I've seen of the votes, what I've heard himself with my own two eyes, he's of the thought that children should be educated by any means necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the very juncture we're at right now with the debate over vouchers and no vouchers,
sure.
Catholic schools and no Catholic schools. So if he is as open-minded as I suspect he is, then that's a good place for him to be in the White House. Now, we know the president's prerogative takes precedent over his. Don't misunderstand me. But if we have both a president and a vice president that say, look, stay focused on the children, not the bricks and mortar, not who's paying for it. Stay focused on the children and what they need academically to be able to succeed in life. And that appears to be what Paul Ryan has said
mm-hmm.
over the many years that he's been in Congress.
Yeah. Yeah, he supported some good programs and some good programs for the District of Columbia.
Yes, including the D.C. Opportunity Scholarship Program, which has set a record on trying to get D.C. kids from low-income families, let me stress, low-income families, to be able to opt out of a public charter school, a traditional school, and put their child in the school of their choice with the financial help, with the financial support of this scholarship program, which Obama, President Obama, and Congress agreed on last year to restore. And I think it's wonderful that not only is there enough money to help kids who are already in the program, but to enroll new children as well. That doesn't mean if they fail their tests or they're, you know, bad kids or doing drugs that they have to stay in that school. No. Once the parent gets that child in those schools, those kids have to keep up.
Yep.
And it also seems that some of these schools that they're putting in are more engaged and have greater interaction with parents other than a parent-teacher conference four times a year.
Yeah. And I also saw in the piece earlier in the week that the voucher program is working and doing very well.
And, absolutely. Yeah. And parents are satisfied. There was a survey not too long ago, and I can't even remember whether we talked about it on air that time, where greater than 85% of those parents not only were satisfied with the way their kids were performing in the program, but actually wanted it broadened.
Yep, yep. I remember talking to you about that.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
Great success. All right. Well, listen, thanks for coming on and talking about both of your columns this week in the Washington Times. And, folks, if you haven't checked it out, you can go there today. And you can always actually, you know, I find myself from time to time, I think a lot of people aren't aware of it, but if you go to WashingtonTimes.com, as an example, and up in the right-hand corner you type in Deborah Simmons, you can go to all of her columns over, I don't even know how many, or months or years or whatever. And by the way, right now her column is on our page, WashingtonTimes.com/AndyParks. Great to talk to you, Deborah.
Thank you, Andy. Have a great summer.
Yep, you too. See ya.
Bye-bye.
All right, Deborah Simmons, heading back to school with school tools, but not the kind of stuff you think of. 4:58, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.